is Optimus Prime, and you are listening to the Masters of None.
Masters of None.
There's another podcast out there called Masters of None. Check them out. They're very funny guys.
Craft Radio.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Masters of None.
A comedy podcast that doesn't suck.
Masters of None.
We talk about and debate the best and worst of pop culture, man. Interview celebs and often make offensive jokes.
This is a comedy podcast that they say doesn't suck.
Okay.
Masters of None.
Brought to you by the Simply Syndicated Network, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and live on morelikeradio.com. Season 11, episode 11.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Masters of None. My name is Mike. With me is Jay.
Yo.
And Art.
Yo.
And our special guest for this week, Jay, why don't you introduce him since he's your longtime pal?
It's JT.
Who's JT?
Yes. Yeah. A stand-up comedian, the owner of Altercation Records. It's a label, not a record store. Those don't exist anymore.
No.
He's a writer, an entrepreneur, general dick about town. Mr. JT Habersat, everybody.
What's up, buddy?
How are you?
All right, man.
JTComedy.com is his website, at JT Standup on Twitter, and what, JT Habersat on Facebook?
Did I forget? Yeah, I think it's JT Altercation. I don't even know what my Facebook is. I should know that shit.
What's your handle on Pinterest?
CrossStitcher69.
Yes.
So we brought JT along here because we're doing a poser's guide today, and we needed a little bit more of a – we're all from the Northeast, and we need a little bit more of a good focus group from all parts of the country because we're doing a poser's guide to being an American. This was a suggestion that one of our listeners gave us, and I thought it was great, so I brought it to the table, and here we are. Here we are, fellas. Going to be talking about what it means, basically, for somebody coming into the country. For the,
really,
you know,
blend in. To fit in.
To fit in, exactly. Before we get going, though, got to know what you're drinking.
I'm out of Blue Point.
What?
I drank my last Oktoberfest.
What's this?
All my big bottles. So I am... in honor of doing a poser's guide, I've got some Hudson Whiskey 4-grain bourbon.
Nice.
Nice.
Art, what do you got?
Dude, I am drinking an Oktoberfest.
I am drinking Blue a pumpkin. Point. I'm drinking a pumpkin, and I'm enjoying it immensely.
Fact.
I'm drinking NyQuil.
Nice.
Sweet. Yeah, I've got a head cold.
On the rocks.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
The scissor.
Got a gallon.
JT's got some stand-up dates coming up October 17th, Acoustic Cafe in Bridgeport, Connecticut. That's where you do the stand-up with no mic, right? That's
just
unplugged.
Just acoustic.
Unplugged, just you yelling.
That's my Bobby McFerrin.
What's the deal with airplane food?
Just going to drink that ocean spray cranberry juice and beat on my chest with my own hands.
October 18th, Mothers in Easton, PA. The 19th in Mill Hill Basement in Trenton, New Jersey. And the 20th at The Anchor in Kingston, New York, which maybe I'll jump up on or host or something.
Yeah, Wally the Bear might be there for that one.
Oh, fuck yes.
Yeah.
Love Wally the Bear.
That's the rumor.
I don't know who that is.
Legend.
Wally the Bear was our buddy Wally, who...
was a bear.
For the last...
learned stand-up.
He was a grizzly.
He's a fan of the gays.
What's the deal with picnic basket?
Basically, we used to tour. We would tour. Three of us would do stand-up, then we'd do like some sketch and improv stuff after. And then Wally would host the stand-up portion of the show as in this ridiculous bear costume. It's almost like grotesquely semi-realistic bear costume.
And gigantic. Which, like the head was like a fourth grader size.
Yeah, it was like one of those mascot heads.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. Like you can't see anything out of it. And the only way you could see out of it was like this tiny opening in the mouth.
Yeah.
So we would just put the head on him and push him towards the stage, and then he would sort of wander his way up. He'd like knock into people, knock into the microphone. Yeah, he'd be hammered, first of all. And then he would just tell the shittiest jokes that we would write for him. Like just awful, like old timey one liners. I think he had a bow tie too, didn't he?
Borscht.
Yeah, just like horrible, horrible, like old time Jewy Catskill jokes.
Awesome.
Most of the time, it wasn't even pointed at the microphone, so you could barely hear him, much like you just did off the mic.
Yeah.
So, here's one of the jokes. So it would be something like this. What kind of bricks do they use to make movie theaters?
What kind?
And then he would, like, screw up the punchline. He'd be like, Stanley! Oh, no, wait, no. Stanley Kubrick's!
I forgot about that one.
Yeah, he would always screw it up. He would either screw up the setup or the punchline, which just made it even funnier. And then you would just
on the stairs one time.
Then you would just hear silence in the room, and then like this rousing laughter, like hysterical laughter coming out of the back, where we're all just like peeking out from the curtain,
dying. We did this show at this like feminist Food Not Bombs knitting factory type thing. And the lady hated us who ran it. She was just like knitting in the corner furiously, hating us. And Wally came down to host from like the green room, which is upstairs, and he fell down the flight of stairs in the bear costume.
Head came off. Children started crying.
He bowling destroyed half the audience when he landed. Oh, it was amazing. I think he drank a bottle of gin that night. It was awesome.
Wow, this awesome. This sounds like a blast. I'm there.
So this actually turns into top 8.5 Wally the Bear moments.
Yeah, I'm glad that that's the big draw for my show.
I do have video of it somewhere. I think it's on YouTube. Please. Did I put a clip on YouTube?
I don't think so.
It's on 8mm.
We will find it. I will find it. We'll link it up.
It's a preview for a snuff film.
Yeah.
Not far off.
Fuzzy Wuzzy.
And the best was the guy gave us that costume for free by the end.
Yeah, he was like, you guys just keep this. It reeks of gin. I can't rent this.
Yeah, he's like, I can't
vomit
rent
in it.
And he came to see us once, and he's like, that's what you're doing with it? Just use it.
Yeah, it was like a costume, like so elaborate. It was like $100 to rent it for like a night.
Yeah, it was expensive. Like
a professional costume place.
That's fucking beautiful.
Yeah. Anyway, rumor has it, word on the street is he will get the Kingston show on the 20th at the Anchor.
That sounds great. All right, so let's talk about what it means to be an American, and the poser's guide for all those people coming into the country.
We do have a lot of overseas listeners, Canada, England, especially Ireland. No, we do. We actually do.
The Ukraine.
We probably have more people not in America listening than in America.
Close.
Thanks to Simply Syndicated.
Yes.
That should be good for my tour dates.
Yeah. Our fine network out of England. So yeah, I got one right off the bat.
I think
the very first thing. So say you're European, you're all svelte and skinny jean born.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a word? Skinny jean born.
Okay.
And you come over here, you want to fit in. The first thing you need to do is gain about 25 to 30 pounds.
Probably a good idea.
Yep.
Right. The average American, if not morbidly obese, at least 20-30 pounds overweight. You got to have a little beer gut. You got to be slightly husky, chubby, but you can't be thin. It just, you stand out like a sore thumb, I think.
And that's
really wide shoes in the New Balance section.
Yep. And that's really not hard to do specifically because you really don't have to walk anywhere. You can be driven or you can drive pretty much anywhere without.
Well, don't Europeans go by unicycle everywhere?
They go the old-timey bikes with the big wheel in the front.
Or they just run with like a wheel and a stick.
Mm-hmm. that's pleasure for them.
Usually they're juggling too, aren't they?
Yes.
When they walk about.
Yeah, they're juggling their 9 children from Germany.
They walk about. Love that. My biggest thing, I think, when you want to act like an American, when you want to try to, fit in, you walk up to a group of guys and you say, and you you want to be American, just use broad generalizations. That's a big thing.
Yeah.
Big thing, like Mexicans are lazy. Just say it. Just say anything. Just anything broad or just any,
That's the worst argument ever.
Just any kind of broad generalization about anything. And kind of hand in hand with that, hyperbole. We're very big on hyperbole. In fact, I would say we're the most hyperbolic country.
Chambers.
In the fucking, on the fucking planet.
Yeah, if you don't like something, you should immediately compare it to Hitler.
Yes.
Yeah. Germans will love that.
Yeah, that's true. And whatever you do, whenever you make the broad generalization, always believe in it until the day you die, regardless of what anybody says, any facts that are presented to you.
Right.
Don't listen to anybody else's opinion. Just believe.
Just shake your fist.
Yes.
I do that a lot.
Well, so you're an American. You know what's up.
See? Now, Now, JT, what about? I mean, you're in Texas, so you're in America's crotch, man. America. What is going on over there? What would you say if somebody flew into Texas and wants to be an American? The first thing they got to do is what?
Well, you already covered the get fat part. That's definitely up there. Secondary, I guess, would be able to bake a pie.
Really? Is there a lot of pie baking going on in Texas?
Well, there's a weird we have Fredericksburg here. There's a weird, I didn't know it till I moved here. There's like an old like European Germany settlement of people here. Mm-hmm. I didn't know. And so yeah, I mean, you know, it's mainly barbecue and tacos and stuff, but there's a weird baked goods thing here too. Like if you go up towards Dallas, there's a very famous place up there that sells these like sausage wrapped things in a pastry dough. I don't, it's weird. Yeah. So, but I don't know, apple pie and all that shit. I guess, yeah, baked goods. Learn how to bake.
Learn how to bake. Nice.
Yes. That also contributes to the overweight factor, which is good.
Yeah. So it all ties in. Right, yeah. White flour.
Yes. Consume white flour.
Yep.
That's as right. much as humanly possible. Any kind of foodstuffs, put it in between bread.
Delicious.
Put it on some bread.
Yeah, we enjoy sandwiches.
When you get Texas barbecue, they give you a loaf of white bread down here, like Wonder Bread.
Yeah.
Like an entire loaf. So it's like you get this plate, like here's the brisket, and here's your ribs, and here's your mutton chops, and here's a fucking loaf of white bread, you tub of shit.
And just dunk it all in butter.
And three sticks of butter to go with that.
Yeah,
slather it in. It's delicious. Don't get me wrong, but yeah.
You just use the white bread as like napkins. You just wipe.
You totally do.
Sauce
just
off your so face.
Slop. Yeah, just shove it in your gaping maw.
Yeah. So get ready to eat.
Yeah,
that's the big thing.
And to go along with that, make sure you get go one of those warehouse stores like Sam's Club or BJ's or Costco and get those cards and just buy like 37 rolls of paper towels.
Buying in bulk.
Yeah. Buy in bulk. Yeah.
Yep.
Do they do that anywhere else? My guess is no.
I don't know. I wouldn't think so. I mean, not only is it the bulk buying, but also just the size, like bigger is better when it comes to a lot of things, everything.
I think what's interesting is do you guys still on the East Coast have Aldi's? Is that still a thing?
Yeah, it's like where you can get like cans of like beans for like 3 cents.
Yeah, it's super cheap. You have to rent your cart.
Yeah, you got to pay a quarter.
You have to like put a quarter in to get your cart to go. It's like super ghetto ass cheap and off name brands. That was started in like, I want to say Germany again. It sounds very efficient, but somewhere in Europe that was started. So like the concept of pay for your cart and minuscule sizes and prices is totally the opposite of what we're here. Yeah, for real.
It's because most of the people who shop there are so poor that they usually use that as a means of transportation.
Just 25 cents cheaper a ride. Yeah, you just take it downhill.
It's like, hey, it's cheaper than the bus.
Now, the things that we've been mentioning so far have definitely, you know, bad-mouthed Americans. But I'd like to throw in something kind of good right here.
Nope.
Something that I think that we do better than anybody else, honestly, is that we have as Americans, we have a very complex sense of humor.
That's true.
We kind of take the best of all cultures sense of humor when it comes to comedy, and we
I always have to go find a dictionary anytime I watch a special from Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't understand a word that guy's saying.
We've embraced like everybody, whether it's Monty Python or whether we've embraced everybody. We kind of made it our own, and then in the same sense that we have a very complex sense of humor. Now think about, because the way I say it is, think about this. Think about like Latin American countries and or like Japan. Their ideas of comedy are very, very different from ours, I would say.
What is a Japanese? I don't even know what that would be.
It's
a super happy fun hour.
Japanese comedy, I picture, is like the talk show that Bill Murray was on in Lost in Translation.
Okay, yeah.
Like, that's what I picture. I just picture, like, really, really close focusing, like, close zooms on the camera and, like, brightly colored jackets. And, like, it's basically like a kaleidoscope threw up somewhere.
Because like, I can't even tell if that's, like, comedy to them or just, like, drama.
Yeah. I don't know. And then also
it's
you
a
notice,
dramedy.
And also you notice like a lot of these things, the Japan's really getting into these like prank shows, but they take the pranks in some really sick and twisted ways. Like, I don't know if you saw that thing on the internet about that Japanese prank show where the guy's in for like a job interview or something, and they fake like a sniper is fucking taking
Jesus,
out people. And
really? Wow. Like straight up murder trauma?
Yeah, straight up murder porn.
It's nice.
And they love it.
I kind of back that. I saw the one where the dead guy hopped up in the elevator with the chick and she started
mirror.
Freaking out.
Yeah.
Did you see that one, the one Japanese prank show where the guy gets locked in the hotel room or like in this room for like years, and then they let him out and then they trick him into fucking his daughter and then he kills everyone with a hammer?
Old Boy? Yeah.
Yeah, that was the best prank show.
It was pretty good. you had to admire their commitment.
Yeah, that was a long, real long-term prank.
It was a long time.
Isn't that where Wipeout came from? Like
they're very much into the pain thing. Yep. Takakishi's Castle, I think it was called originally.
Bless you.
No, they're remaking that.
What's that? Old Boy?
Yep, Old Boy.
Yeah, it's
James Brolin.
Josh from the Goonies.
Josh.
Brand.
Sal Brolin?
Yeah.
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 I was praying one of the three of you would catch that reference. Thank you, JT.
I got it. It would have taken me another second, but I got it. Yeah.
I wouldn't have gotten it.
Yeah.
No. Nope. Good. Art still hasn't worked his way up to Breaking Bad yet.
Yeah. But yeah, I do believe and JT, I'll throw it to you on this one since you're a comedian. What do you think about that? I mean, I think Americans have a very complex sense of humor, more so than any place.
I would agree. I mean, it's definitely across the board and regional, which is weird. Well, it's also, I mean, the states are so big, you know, it's like the UK has a definite sense of like a kind of ironic detached humor, like Monty Python and stuff like you're saying.
Right.
It's small. You know, the area there is like the size of Texas or whatever. The states, I mean, having toured a lot, like I just got back from doing last week I was in the Northwest doing like Portland and Seattle and stuff.
Right.
And the jokes.
All rain stuff, jokes.
Yeah. A lot of weather material, a lot of grunge and rain material. No, it's just like, I couldn't believe, well, I could, cause I've been there before, but I couldn't believe how fucking sedate everybody is out there. I know it's good weed and stuff, but like it's it's definitely a more kind of detached. Like, have you seen Portlandia?
Yeah.
That is on the money. I mean, it is that.
Yeah.
Whereas if you go to, you know, New York or anything where, you know, obviously I'm from and where you guys are out there on the East Coast, it's a way more quicker, sharper kind of like fuck you fast thing.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you go down to Florida and stuff and it's a totally different vibe. So, yeah, it's definitely weird.
What's funny in North Dakota?
I've never been to North Dakota.
It's one of Rushmore.
I was supposed to go up to Minnesota, Minneapolis this year, but that's got bumped to the spring. But I'm curious how that'll go.
Northwest, I would assume that the crowds there kind of, they acknowledge things are funny, but they don't. They're just kind of like, yeah, I'll laugh at that later. Like, that's pretty.
It's just hard to get people to go do stuff.
Is it right?
It really is. Like, people won't. Like, Seattle was great. Seattle's always good. But Portland, I just can't figure out. I just don't. People just don't seem to want to do shit.
There's too many strip clubs.
Weird uniforms.
Yeah. They just sit at home and drink PBR or go to strip clubs and watch their girlfriends work.
Place is lousy with strip clubs and breweries. I know I wouldn't be coming to a comedy show.
Yeah. Maybe that's it. Maybe there's too much to do. I mean, Austin's got a shit ton to do, and you still get asses in seats. I don't. It's weird. It's a weird vibe.
Nice. All right. Does anybody else have anything? I want to keep it positive here. Anybody else have anything positive that you can say about America that you maybe have to be a poser about?
Or hoarders.
Rock and roll.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, definitely.
Euro music ain't so good. I mean, there's good shit over there, obviously, the Pogues and Nick Cave and all that stuff. But by and large, America has the best rock bands, I would say.
Now or like back in the day?
I mean, there's definitely stuff from Europe I like now and back in the day. I was outside from Chicago the other day, and the dude from New Order and Joy Division was seated behind us. It was crazy.
Wow.
But I would say the U.S. still has the best rock scene, even though you wouldn't know it from looking at the radio or whatever.
Yeah, right.
I just think music in general just sucks worldwide. But I do agree with you, though. You know, back in the day, 80s, 90s, like, you know.
Oh, there's a lot of shit in the 90s and the 80s, but I mean.
Yeah, like another Bad Creation.
Wasn't exactly thinking that, but sure.
There is a emphasis more so on, you know, the actual skill of learning an instrument versus just DJs. Like, I don't know about you. That's what I just see coming out of like Europe and Asia is it's just DJs. Like, they fucking love that shit. And I still don't understand that here.
Well, I think part of the popularity with that is that Americans just love to jump on bandwagons of things. Like, we're suckers for trends.
Yeah.
Like, anytime the new thing comes along, everybody seems to be all about it for like a year, and then it's gone.
Well, that was actually one of my tips for being a poser is get really into one thing for a short period of time.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's something. I mean, and that is you're right. That is music. That is sports. That's another thing too. Like a sports team. Get really into a sports team for like a little bit until they start losing, and then drop them, then forget it.
That's another long con. You got to just reinvent yourself every 6 months.
Yeah.
I am so not American. I'm still living in the 90s. Like retro Jordans and shit.
You're listening to Lit?
Yep.
I think another part of being American, and I guess it's partially because we're so huge, and I know like England, they have different accents, you know, which is, I guess, interesting because they are such a fairly small country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but we've just got fucking everybody's got their own stupid accents, and you can't really tell by us. I mean, we're all
normal
Northeast. We are. I mean, none of us really have an accent, and I know I particularly did that on purpose. I had a fucking terrible Brooklyn accent.
Did
and
you?
I was like, yeah, and I was like, you know,
oh, I wish I had seen that.
I mean, it wasn't ridiculous, but
yeah,
it was. Once I realized, yeah, I want to be on the radio, so I probably can't sound like all my stupid friends.
You talk like Fonzie? I would love to hear that.
Yo!
Yo, JB!
Hey, forget it.
But yeah, you just fall into it, though, because that's how everyone around you talks, you know what I mean?
Well, what's interesting about that is, like, I agree with you. Like, I feel like I don't have an accent, and I certainly haven't picked up the stupid y'alls down here. But Texas people will claim that I have an East Coast accent.
Really?
They'll be like, you say bagel weird. I'm like, what?
Bagel, yeah. No, that's because it's bagel, not bagel.
What did I say? I don't even know.
You just said bagel. Yeah.
Bagel.
Well, no, you said that they
schmeagle.
Say you say bagel weird. That's what they say.
I said bagel, I think, right? Bagel?
I don't know.
Bagel.
Now we don't know.
Bagel. B apostrophe
A. No, but you know, just kind of, you know, touching base with that, living in Illinois at the time, you know, they used to call it, instead of soda, it was pop.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, you have all that, just kind of like what Jay was saying, you have, like, the different, like, slang terms for this certain things, like jeans would be, like, dungarees or slacks.
Blue jeans.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Or sneakers or tennis shoes.
Those
you
are
know,
dialects. Those are, you know, that's linguistics we're talking about here. That does have to do with the fact that we're so fucking...
Grinda.
We're such a large country.
Grinda subs, hoagies.
Yeah.
Get a grinder there, kid.
Eros.
Yeah, that's I would say there's a good tip. Wherever you, if you're coming into the country and living in a specific part of it, learn the local dialect. So learn how they say
fucking sandwiches.
Yeah, yeah.
Frenchy.
Learn the local dialect. Learn like the specific slang words for things that you know, because you know England has that kind of stuff. And just for English speaking countries, England, you know, elevator's a lift, a garbage is a bin, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Cigarette.
It's a fag, you know, all that shit. You gotta kind of learn that shit. So that it's no different, but just know that because our country's so big, every part of it they're you know, pop for soda is actually Pittsburgh West. Anything west of Pittsburgh.
Pennsylvania's got some weird shit going on. Like there's a Pennsylvania accent.
Pennsylvania is where I went to Penn State. And what they used to, what the saying was, it's Pittsburgh in the west, Philly in the east, Arkansas in the middle. Like that's how it fucking works.
All the white power.
Yeah, It was Pennsylvania is very fucking weird. Philly, the Philly say use, like use guys.
Hey.
And Pittsburgh says yins for the same thing as use.
What?
Yeah,
really?
Yins.
Like if they're yins? Saying you, like use guys, Pittsburgh people say yins.
That's what my grandfather used to call Asian people.
Yins.
Racist.
Racist.
By the way, there is an actual elevator company called Schindler's Lifts.
Nice.
Stop it.
Love it.
No, there is.
Oh my God.
I'm telling you, look for it. Look for Schindler on escalators and elevators. You'll find it.
Yeah, beautiful. That's my fantasy football team name last year was Schindler's Bisque. an appetizer you get.
Wow. I open a barbecue joint, Schindler's Brisk.
Schindler's Brisket.
Schindler's Brisket.
God.
Beautiful.
Yeah. That's why they don't know what Jewish people are down here.
Well, that, you know what? That kind of jumps into something that I was going to say here too about be extremely jealous of other cultures' history, because we really don't have one as a country. Like,
do you think Americans are jealous of it though? I don't think they give a fuck. I think their ignorance is bliss.
I agree with you,
JT. Yeah,
I think it's jealousy in the fact that
you're like, just jealous because when you went to Ireland, Irish Ed told you to touch that brick and it was older than America.
No.
Is that street slang?
It's more along the lines of the fact that just from being there recently and understanding that we as Americans, we don't have a fucking history. Like we have to, everybody that's there like, oh, my grandmother was Irish, so I have to go find my roots. Like, well, you know what I mean?
If you travel below the Mason-Dixon line, there's a lot of people who still call me Yankee.
Yeah. Like,
there's a southern, the South will rise again, fucker, thing that's definitely here.
Lee surrendered, I didn't.
Yeah, there's a lot of rebel flags and acne happening.
Yeah.
I wonder if people are so into America because we don't have much. Like we just that we are America, that's what they're into. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I mean, it's a weird thing, too, because it really is. I mean, it's the dumbest statement ever, but the melting pot aspect. Like, Gogo Bordello is an American band.
Right. Yeah.
It's America is made up of so many different fucking things. Like, it's bizarre.
We are the internet porn of countries. Like, if you're into a certain specific fetish, you will find it. Like, if you need to be part of a group, it's here somewhere.
The category list is huge.
Yeah.
It's three columns at this point.
Yeah.
The internet porn of countries. That's pretty good.
The new slogan.
What else you guys got? Anything?
Being from Texas, I would say guns.
Yeah.
Yeah? Know how to fire one?
Just weaponry. Like, I know in the UK, they're not, like, the police only carry sticks.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say, yeah, learn to use weapons.
Legally get one.
If they still use, what, cannonballs over there?
Muskets.
Yeah, the muskets, or you have to pour the gunpowder in there and stuff it in with a stick.
Defend the queen with a pole arm.
Hey, ready! And just fucking a line of police.
You just stand on a line of red coats and fucking fire all at once.
Yeah, I mean, speaking of guns and shit, like, you even think about kids with Nerf guns.
Yeah.
They actually modify their stuff to, like, have the Nerf gun, like, shoot at a ridiculous speed. It could almost be like a paintball or like a pellet gun. It's like, in America, we are obsessed with guns, and just to have, like, a bunch of leagues of people who have, like, altered their Nerf guns to be, like, actually shoot deer. It's like,
I remember
when
Super Soakers came out, I lost my fucking mind.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But you know what the funny part is, too, is like some of the coolest guns, though, are made outside of this country.
Oh, sure.
And yeah, we fucking love them. And we just can't wait to get our hands on them.
Yeah. The Soviet Union has plenty of weapons.
Yeah. Yeah. Yet they're not as gun crazy as we are for some reason.
Right. Yeah, that's weird.
It is odd.
I'm of the thing that if everybody's carrying a gun, there's not going to be any crime.
Yeah.
That is very much the Texas way. Like, there's a lot of people packing down here. And
JT, when you moved to Texas, didn't they like part of the welcome basket was like a shotgun, right?
He has a shotgun, a bottle of bourbon, and a rattlesnake.
Nice. So I'm gonna name this Texas Pete.
I'm curious about that though. Like you're saying, like everybody's packing down in Texas. So what does that mean? Like when you watch your local news, is there as much violent crime, or is it one of those things? Is it like when you watch news in New York, or is it different?
No, it's well, Austin is its own bubble. it definitely is. Like it's very unsettlingly friendly here.
Yeah.
And just, but in a genuine way, not in like a creepy, like, I'm going to try and sleep with your wife. Let me help you change this tire.
Not in a red state way.
Not, yeah, exactly. like everybody's just genuinely friendly, which is weird. It took me a while to get used to, but then I go to Dallas or Houston or San Antonio, and it's, you know, there's sketchy fucking areas, and it's definitely more, watch your back, big city. So yeah, I mean, Austin is its own bubble. It's hard to compare it. I have to put my street smarts back on when I go to other cities.
But what kind of like violent crime do you see on the news?
I mean,
and stuff?
I had two guys that I tour with, Joe Stacks and Jake Flores. They were walking to their car one night and they got jumped by 15 guys, which I think was some sort of gang shit. But they beat the living crap out of them.
Yeah,
and Joe got way fucked up. Like they broke his nose and. Yeah, he had all sorts of cracked ribs and stuff.
Was it just because it was like a party and they were like, hey, let's
like an initiation
it was
thing?
It was straight up random. I think it was like some sort of gang nonsense. They were literally walking to their car and they said, hey, these guys look like they want some. They're like, what? And they just started beating on them.
Wow.
Welcome to Texas.
Yeah. And I mean, there's a shitty homeless problem down here.
Uh-huh.
You get kind of cracked out, you know. Homeless dudes walking around that can be unnerving. But by and large, it's really not bad. You know, you get your normal bar fights and stuff like that. But, you know, I never really worry about being mugged or anything like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what type of gun are you always carrying? Like, what's your sidearm of choice?
I don't carry a gun. I do have a shotgun at the house, but
like cars and trucks, especially trucks, come with gun racks. Like that's like a standard option in Texas, you know, right?
Actually, I saw more gun racks in upstate New York. In Accord and stuff. Don't see many gun racks. If people are packing, it's concealed carry down here. So, you know, but it definitely, I think it makes people kind of think twice before starting some shit.
On their best behavior.
There's certainly our fair share of idiots, but.
So you know. Can, like, this kind of blows my mind, actually, you know, and I'm learning something about our country right here. So you can actually, like, go out to a bar, drink your fucking face off, and be carrying a gun the entire time?
Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta have the right permit or whatever. There's still a
sure, but that's just wild.
Yeah,
and by mean permit, it's like live 1 year in Texas and you get one.
Yeah, that's just wild to think about though. Like, we've all been in a bar where not us necessarily, but some guy is just fucking drunk and unpredictable. Uh-huh. You know, whether it's a friend or a complete stranger. And they just got a fucking ankle holster right now, and you have no idea. You know what
Too
I mean?
Too bad Plexico Burst that wasn't like playing with the Cowboys. He would
Jesus,
have been fine.
Seriously, but it's just that's crazy. That is crazy.
It's real. You know, in a lot of ways, Texas definitely acts as its own country. In that, like something like that, like the reason. Whereas if you were in, I don't know, for say Ohio. Some drunk moron may say, I got a gun and start waving it around because he's a drunk idiot.
Yeah.
In Texas, it's kind of ingrained to everybody that's packing that. If they start doing that, motherfuckers may shoot me.
Yeah.
Because I am certainly not the only one in this bar that's packing. You know, and I've can honestly say I've been here 8 years. I've never seen somebody pull out a gun, like, or even just to show it, you know, like that kind of like, hey, yeah. Look at me type shit. You know what I mean?
So, like, well, no, like, Yosemite Sam stuff where, like, they're shooting the floor and then shooting the ceiling?
Long hair, did you galoot?
Well, like, shooting in the air, which was fun. Like, a celebratory, you know, tombstone thing.
I got free peanuts!
Those bullets eventually fall down, by the way.
Yeah,
they eventually
people.
Come back to Earth.
They do, and they kill people sometimes.
Yeah. But that's just fucking wild. I mean, I know like Arizona is kind of the same way, right? Like that's they have.
Arizona's got its own, got more kind of dickish. I don't know. Arizona's fine, but I wouldn't live there. They have weird rules. I don't know.
Really? Because I've never been to Arizona, but for some reason, like Arizona intrigues me. Like I kind of want to live there. What's wrong with Arizona?
Well, I've been to Arizona Limited. I was there on Warp Tour.
Limited? Like, what's the number on Limited?
Yeah. It was the hottest thing I've ever experienced. It was like 130 degrees in our car when we got into
but
the car.
But it's a dry heat, right?
Yeah.
That blizzard. So I was like, this is nightmarish. And my in-laws lived there, so I went and visited them or whatever. But that was like retirement community and just, you know, hang out. But the only other times I've been is to hang with Stanhope down at his place, which is like middle of nowhere, Bisbee, Arizona, artist community. So I don't know if I have a fair view of the whole state.
Well, the other thing with a gun is you're allowed to have one only if you sign a pledge to shoot a Mexican at some point.
Yeah. Like, that's got to be the first person you shoot is a Mexican. Yep. And then after that, you can just kind of have one. And
it sounds more Arizona than Texas to me.
Yeah, exactly. That's an Arizona.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the Arizona law.
Yeah.
You live on the border for a year, and then you can move wherever you want in Arizona.
Put your time in.
There's a lot of stretches of nothing in Arizona, too. You know, I don't know.
Nice. That's like Nevada. Nevada's got nothing in it. So, all right, what else you got? I have a few more. Do you guys have some stuff?
Yeah, I got one more. You definitely have to learn to love reality shows.
Yes, celebrity worship was definitely on one of mine, yes.
Yeah, anyone on TV is awesome. You should know that. And if they're sitting behind a desk and wearing a suit, they're always telling the truth.
Yep.
You should know that. And I believe everything you're told.
Yeah, or if your name's Jon Stewart. Yes, same thing. Right. Same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, basically the TV is like your electronic god.
Yep.
And you should
But you got to kill your television, man.
Man.
Man, you got to kill your television.
Somebody got to kill the babysitter.
That's another thing, bumper stickers.
Oh, yeah.
We do love bumper stickers.
Oh, hell yeah. Why do you need a van? You're a single man. I got a huge bumper sticker collection I need to put up there. Coexist and kill your television and I'm a Smurf at night. I don't know.
Yeah. And speaking of cars, you have to drive like everyone else sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Louis C.K. had a great bit recently in his last special where he talks about how he just yells at you. You're a different person when you're behind the wheel. And it's so fucking true. Like, just doing things that you would never do in public if you weren't behind the wheel of a car, which is just, it's kind of embarrassing after a while. Like, actually, if you ever catch yourself doing shit like that, you feel embarrassed for yourself.
I do that all the time.
Yeah. I have another one here, too. You should really have no understanding of your holidays.
That's a good one.
Like, we celebrate shit all the time. And we really have no understanding. Like, it's got everything. Everything has become commercialized to the point where, you know, I don't know what the fuck President's Day means at all. But I do know that A, you get off of school, and B, there's going to be a sale somewhere because of it.
Not so true. Like, President's Day, some areas around the country, you don't get off, but you get off of George Washington's birthday or Abraham Lincoln's birthday.
But my point is, what the fuck is President's Day?
Some states don't honor Martin Luther King Day.
Right.
Either.
But my point
Arizona.
Is
Arizona.
But my point is, what the fuck is President's Day, and why are we celebrating it? Can you tell me?
No.
Their birthdays.
Who's?
All of them. They're all born on the same day. You didn't know that?
Born on the same day.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's Washington and Lincoln. Neither of them we celebrated on their birthday whatsoever.
Right.
And why?
I blame Hallmark for all of this.
I mean, thanks.
And why is it just those two?
Right.
Why not celebrate all the presidents?
Why not?
Yeah.
Well, would you want to buy a car if it was Taft Day?
I would want to buy a turkey, though, and eat it. Or a pie.
What's weird is Texas has its own holidays that I didn't know about. Like, you don't get Columbus Day off here.
You don't get Columbus Day off.
No, we don't. It's like the banks are open here.
It's fucking, that's another stupid one.
Yeah,
Well, it's granted it's stupid, but like they have Texas Freedom Day and Juneteenth. Have you heard of those?
No. Nope.
Juneteenth?
Juneteenth. Yes.
Juneteenth. You don't know what Juneteenth is, right?
No, it's a made-up number. I love it.
I think that was a girl I fucked in high school.
Well, get ready. Yeah, Juneteenth is the day that, like, the slaves were finally, like, granted freedom. So it's this big, like, African-American get-down party. And
are you talking like Freaknik?
I don't know what that is, but it sounds like it. Yeah, it's like a big block party thing, but across
it's Atlanta.
And like people get off from work for Juneteenth.
Happy twerking day, everybody.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So I was like, all right.
Pennsylvania right gets off for the first day of deer season.
So, yeah.
No,
so
I'm
what's
serious.
Christmas? What's they Christmas in Texas?
Yeah, well, they need the food.
Yeah, right.
What was that?
What's Christmas in Texas? Like, when do you guys celebrate that?
No, Christmas is Christmas.
All right.
Well, what does that mean?
That whole bigger in Texas thing is true. Like, people definitely decorate a lot.
Yeah.
But
Texas, they call it December.
Yeah, the rest of the stuff is pretty much
Santith.
Yeah, Columbus Day may be the stupidest holiday of all time because A, he didn't really discover America.
Right.
And then B, like the Italians have some like celebrated that. Like that's their fucking thing now.
Right.
It's their St. Patrick's Day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we have a day for everything. There's like Donut Day, Pretzel Day, Heinz Ward Day. Mm-hmm. There's just everything.
Yeah. But not to mention that like Italy didn't even want shit to do with Columbus.
Right.
Like you'd think like the Spanish would get all in that. Like, yeah, Columbus would be fucking still sitting in Italy eating pasta. If it wasn't for us.
I love that. I love, again, I go back to Louis C.K. I love that thing where he's like, you guys are Indians, right? No, we're really not. Eh, you're Indians. Yeah, that, again, just our holidays, just nobody really knows what they mean. You know, Thanksgiving used to kind of mean something, but now it's just fucking not. Like it's, oh, the pilgrims had dinner with the Indians. Nah, they kind of didn't.
It's kind of neat how it evolves into something totally different though now, because it is like synonymous with football.
Yeah.
Like they postponed Thanksgiving here last year because the football game was happening.
Really?
Yes. People like did Thanksgiving on Friday. Like, we're going to the game.
Yeah. Also too, like, you know, I know high school and college football is big in certain states, but Texas is huge, right? Oh,
ridiculous. It is insane. It's its own religion down here.
Wow.
I don't want your life.
Yeah. Now, that blew my mind. They're like, yeah, we're going to do Thanksgiving on Friday. Like, you missed. That's like this year, Halloween is on a Thursday. Everybody's like, Halloween party, Friday, November 1st. I'm like, shit is over. Now you're just wearing a costume.
Also, what's up with Labor Day?
Yes, I'm not really sure what that is. That a celebration of unions?
What is that?
Based on?
I don't know.
Is that
or
what it's based
Arbor
on?
Day.
Celebration of trees.
Yeah, but Labor Day you get off.
Yeah.
It doesn't even make sense.
Veterans Day, that kind of makes sense, but.
Right, but why that date?
I don't know.
Is that date special?
Labor Day was the first day when they stopped being like, I'm not working 18 hours like in a bra.
Yeah. How is September 11th not a holiday yet?
Yeah, they really need to roll out some new holidays. Let's update it. I had this plan for a whole new calendar if I ever got elected king of the world. Every month gets one holiday where you get a three-day weekend.
Nice.
Where you get a Monday off. Yeah, spread that shit out. It doesn't make any sense.
I like it.
January, you got like three of them. February, you got like three. Then you get down to like July. You got 4th of July. June has like no fucking holidays.
Yeah.
From like July to Labor Day, August, nothing. And that's when it's fucking hot. You need a break. Throw me a fucking holiday in here. Take another holiday from another month that has more than one. Slap it down there. It's simple logic.
What about like Europe though? Don't they like take like the summer off? Everybody does.
Oh God, France, they take 2 months off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go on holiday.
Which brings me actually to my next tip here as being a poser. If you want to be an American, you are what you do. So you are your job.
You are what they thought they were.
Yes.
Get ready to work.
You are defined by your job. That is like one of the first questions people ask you. Oh,
yeah.
Who are you? Where are you from? What do you do? Like that is
how's
in that
weather?
Order. That is in that order. That's exactly what it is. Whereas, you know, I fucking when hanging out with Irish Ed, like it was just like, yeah, I just play music, whatever. It's the greatest. It's the fucking greatest thing ever. He's just like, yeah, you know, money comes.
There's some stuff.
It just happens. Money just happens.
Dabble.
Yeah. It's just fucking great, man. They're not defined by what they do out there. And I think that's awesome. I think that's the way it should be. But we are just so fucking all about what our career is. And it's just like, ugh, it's just. And in hand in hand with that, we work our asses off and then we go turn around and we spend way too much money on leisure time. Anything that we do in a leisurely fashion, we have to spend. Fucking water parks and amusement park. Can you think of like? I can't think of any fucking like other than like Euro Disney, which is a fucking train wreck apparently. I can't think of anything like that. We have that everywhere. Like every fucking fifth exit on the turnpike needs to have some kind of come on down to Reptile Land. You know, and it's just who gives a shit?
Funtown Auto,
USGA Golf Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Not the PGA one, the USGA.
Right. People are very apt to just go, hey, you know, let's go for a walk in a mountain. Okay, cool. Let's do that.
Well, you know, Switzerland has like the Alps.
Yeah.
And yeah.
But we have a lot of that shit, but at the same time, we don't fucking take care of it. We just don't care. We just don't give a shit. You know, there's like.
Especially now, guys, right?
There's national parks and stuff.
Topical.
But nobody gives a fuck. It's just, it's funny. It's just, you know, that's my thing.
Here's another one. Yeah. Bitch about the government regardless of what they're doing. That's something. I mean, I guess people do that all over, but
yeah.
Even when things really – there's nothing really going on, always bitch about one party or the other or something. Bitch about the government.
Not much of that happened in North Korea.
Right. So, yeah, well, that's working out for everybody.
Did you guys see that Vice documentary on that?
Is that where Dennis Rodman
went over? Yeah.
I watched a little bit of it. I saw – like a week ago, their supreme leader guy killed his ex-girlfriend because she did porn. Did you see that?
Sweet. Nice.
Found out she did a porn, and so it was like an honor thing, and he had her killed by firing squad. It was fucked up.
Whoa.
Nice.
Yeah.
I missed that one. I watched that Vice documentary, and like watching these people's reactions to their leader, how
I think some women should be killed by firing squad for not doing porn, you guys.
Seriously.
That'll be a tougher sell than the 3-day weekend thing.
Sorry, Mike. Continue.
But just watching like their reaction to the leader and also them going over how they're just completely shut in from the outside world, whether it's internet or whatever. Like the only thing I kept thinking was, that's a lot of fucking work. That's like that takes a lot of work by the government or whoever, one guy, the one fucking guy to go, no, we have to make sure that nobody knows about that. No. Like, how difficult is that? That's a lot of work.
Probably not, because when they go, all right, can we put up the cell phone tower? Nope. You'll stamp that with a denied. Nope.
Yeah.
Can we pull some internet in here? Nope. Sorry.
But yet the stuff is out there, and I think they know about it. They have to at least know that it's out there.
They thought Dennis Rodman was our president, I think, because they wouldn't even know who Dennis Rodman is, would they?
No, but the leader, Rodman. the
yeah, he's black, right? That's the president.
The leader, he loves the early 90s Chicago Bulls. Like, he watches like old games of them. Shit. Like, he thinks they're fucking new, and he fucking loves them. He's obsessed with them.
And also hanging out with us. Yeah. Have a game to go to?
Yeah. But this just seems like a lot of work.
He's all into Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
I think what Jay said was right. If you take away all the internet and all the cell towers, you don't have 3G or 4G, and so you're not looking things up.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I don't know. That was pretty good though to watch. Very educational as well.
Yeah, Vice is badass.
It pretty much is.
That was like the first magazine I ever got that had just random nudity in it, like back in the day.
Yeah,
you just like saw this like magazine and record store. You're like, oh, this looks cool. Let me buy this. And there's like tits in it. You're like, what? This is awesome. Best magazine ever.
All right, anybody else?
Unexpected nudity.
Anybody else got anything that we want to throw in there?
SUVs.
Yeah, big cars.
Especially when you don't need one.
Bigger is better. Bigger is better. Always with everything. Supersize this. Get a fucking giant SUV.
My favorite is just like single like 20-year-old chicks driving SUVs. For no reason. Just these huge like Honda Pilots, just like some 21-year-old dumb blonde in it. Like, what? Why are you driving that?
Because my dad bought it.
Yeah, exactly.
So at least I hope we gave you a little bit of an idea of what
it
means.
Bitch fest is what it was.
Yeah, but at the same time, I mean, that's sometimes that's how you learn how to be good is to learn the bad parts. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we kind of gave you. We kind of gave you some of the evil things, the underbelly of America a little bit, how we operate.
Fit in.
Yeah, to fit in. And then you kind of take it from there. And by the way, your accent will always be awesome. like your little European accent, whatever it is, it'll always be awesome and it'll get you chicks. So just at least, you know, milk that for as much as it's worth.
Yeah, there's actually a comic who's a fraud. He goes around and does tells people he's Scottish.
Uh-huh.
And he's not. He's from Arkansas.
No way. I'm
blanking out the dude's name now. God damn it. He was in Texas for a while and they found out that the accent was fake and he fled to LA and now he's doing all, he just did like a Scottish festival.
Get out of here.
No, it's total like crazy grifter shit. He like
grifting.
Yeah. No, he made up a fake name. I'll send you the link if I can find it. I forget the guy's name, but, he's straight up insane. He's a liar.
George Lopez?
He's like bangs on all these chicks and everything. Cause everybody thinks he's Scottish.
Wow.
Yeah. Does that work the opposite way, Mike, while you're in Ireland?
No, nobody gives a shit.
I think Ireland's too close. I think you need to go to like Thailand.
Well, you gotta get the language barrier going.
14-year-old boy.
Turkey.
Whatever you're into. Not here to judge.
And you're from Texas.
That's your right as an American to have that man child.
Open his mouth and service you.
Right, here's your sound.
Boy.
So, all right, I'm done. You guys got anything else? Are we good?
Yeah, we're
good. I'm good, man.
Nice. All right. Well, JT, why don't you again, real quick, where else are you going to be?
Spiel. Going to be, well, yeah, the East Coast tour is coming up next. That's October the 17th. Kick it off in Bridgeport, Connecticut, and then we're going to Pennsylvania. Trenton, New Jersey at the Mill Hill Basement, which should be a great show. And then wrapping it up on Sunday, the 20th of October in Kingston, New York. And then I'm doing Fun, Fun, Fun Fest here in Austin in early November with Tenacious D and Patton Oswalt.
Nice.
Yeah, I want to come down there for that so bad.
It's so good. Yeah, it's a blast. It's badass. It's like the most well-run festival that I've ever been a part of. Like, they just really have it down. And like the comic stage keeps getting more and more badass every year.
No bears falling downstairs.
Yeah, no bears.
Bears downstairs. That's my new fucking emo band. Bears,
yeah, it's the new Bananas and Pajamas. Buy my new record out on Stand Up Records.
Yeah, yeah. Corporate Hostile Corporate Takeover, right?
Yes, you got it. Yep.
It's on iTunes and everything?
Yeah, it's on iTunes and the limited edition vinyl is out on Amazon and all over the place. And it shows.
JTComedy.com. Is that the site, right?
Yeah, that's it. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, man.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for coming on again. We'll see you. We'll see you next time for Jay and Art. I'm Mike. Theo.
See you
later.
Yeah.
Don't forget to leave us a review and rating on iTunes and join us on Facebook and Twitter at Masters of None. Masters of None is brought to you by Simply Syndicated, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and streaming live on morelikeradio.com.
Check out the website mastersofnone.com. It includes episodes, news, articles, videos, pictures. So much fucking more, man. Check them out. Masters of None. Masters of a fucking excellent domain name. I'll tell you that right now. Father too many.
Someone had it and they were like, we want that. I got it again.
You think they had to buy it?
I would think, man. Like you said, that's a good name.
Unless they were going way far back.
Maybe they saw that.
Maybe they got it way back.
How far back?
Way back.
How far are you going to go back?
Way back as we go around like this. All right, check them out. Mastersofnone.com.